You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. The Patterson family gets together for dinner and a fight breaks out between brothers Devin and Zevin. Older brother Devin pulls a gun and shoots his little brother dead and then runs.
Nancy, it's not yet been determined what the two brothers were arguing about, but other family members were present during the shooting and identified Devin as his brother's killer to Birmingham police. 27-year-old Zevin Patterson, a father of one, died at the scene.
Devin Patterson, 31, turns himself in to Alabama cops over a week after the shooting. He's now booked on murder. Ronaldo Johnson's girlfriend leaves her four-month-old baby with him while she goes to work. When she returns, Johnson says the baby, quote, fell off the couch. They take the baby to the hospital. Doctors say the injuries, including a fractured skull, are not consistent with Jackson's story.
The baby had severe bruising and even a skull fracture, Nancy. Doctors call North Carolina police, suspecting the injuries are a product of child abuse and not an accident. Cops make contact with Johnson, and he gives them a fake name. When they discover Johnson's real identity, it's revealed he has four outstanding warrants against him.
North Carolina cops arrest Johnson, 35, for suspected child abuse resulting in serious bodily injury. South Carolina cops try to stop Matthew Connor from crossing three lanes of traffic to make a U-turn. But Connor takes off, leading cops on a high-speed chase through two counties before, of course, he crashes.
Connor drove a motorcycle reaching speeds of 120 miles per hour and weaving in and out of traffic to try to evade police. After his crash and then arrest, Connor tells cops he ran because his license was suspended and he was carrying a bag of meth.
A quick search of Connor's belongings reveals a bag of meth he mentioned to cops. Connor, 30, now charged with failure to stop for blue lights and possession of drugs with intent to distribute. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A 7-year-old Texas girl has been found dead 2 days after being reported missing, and now a FedEx delivery driver has been arrested in her death. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The body of Athena Strand was found on Friday. 31-year-old Tanner Lynn Horner has been arrested on kidnapping and murder charges after confessing to killing the girl and telling authorities where they could find her body. Wise County Sheriff Lane Aiken says that a tip led authorities to Horner, who the sheriff said had made a delivery to the girl's home shortly before she disappeared. Authorities believe this was a crime of opportunity, as Horner had no connection to the Strand family, and Athena was playing alone at the time of the package drop-off.
Horner is being held on $1.5 million bond. A man has been charged in the fatal shootings of a man and woman whose bodies were found in a vehicle with two uninjured toddlers in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Eric Coley was arrested on Friday. He's charged with two counts of first-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a felon. The 42-year-old is being held without bond in the Nash County Detention Center. The bodies of 24-year-old Destiny Wiggins and 28-year-old Devon Brown were found with apparent gunshot wounds around 6 a.m. Thursday morning. A young Indiana woman has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for the death of her 3-year-old daughter who ingested fentanyl. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
21-year-old McKaylee Opperman of Evansville, Indiana, made a deal with prosecutors in October and pleaded guilty to neglect of a dependent resulting in death and conspiracy to distribute a drug. In exchange for Opperman's plea, prosecutors dropped several charges against the 21-year-old, including murder. Opperman's daughter, Kamari, died in 2021 after swallowing fentanyl pills found inside a nightstand. Two other children survived overdoses after receiving treatment.
Authorities at the time said more than 5,000 fentanyl pills were found inside the home. Two power substations in North Carolina have been struck by gunfire in what is being investigated as a criminal act causing damage that could take days to repair and leaving tens of thousands without electricity. In response to ongoing outages, which began just after 7 p.m. Saturday across Moore County, officials announced a state of emergency that included a curfew from 9 p.m. Sunday to 5 a.m. Monday. Also, county schools were closed on Monday. Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields says that authorities have not yet determined a motivation.
The caterer at a Florida wedding now facing a lawsuit after lacing food with marijuana. The bride, Dania Glennie, apparently wanted to, quote, prank her guests by getting them high and asked caterer Jocelyn Bryant to add pot to a lasagna and garlic bread. One guest has permanent injuries from marijuana poisoning and is now suing Bryant on top of criminal charges already facing 31-year-old Bryant. What about the bride? This was her idea. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.